the sound of diesel, and it is Tractor War Friday here on Illinois Public Media as we get an accounting of all the people that put in our recent contest for Case and John Deere tractors. And today is the lucky day where we're going to award each one of them. Heather Miller, who is the membership relations manager, is alongside me this morning. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Dave. I'd say good morning, but I can't quite do justice to what you do each day. But
well,
I'm thrilled to be here.
We're glad to have you in studio. First, a quick accounting. In the overall Tractor War count, who won? Was it Deere lovers or was it Case lovers?
Well, I got to say, nothing runs like a deer.
They
ran away with it this year.
Big Green ran away with it.
The Big Green indeed. This is the second time around, and they're back like the Giants. They've won again.
All right, then. Well, we have a number of names in our hat who during the pledge drive last week said deer.
Yep.
And we're going to grab one out and see who won our contest this morning.
Okay. Shuffle here. So this is for the Case winner. We'll start with them.
Oh, okay.
And oops. Okay. Got it. So congratulations, Thomas Rosales of Onarga, Illinois.
Oh, Onarga.
Weighs
in heavily. Good stuff.
Good stuff indeed. Okay, I'm going to start the shuffle here again. And while I'm shuffling, I'm going to take 2 seconds, Dave, and shout out a happy birthday to Broden Boer of Flatville. Jeff and Amy's little boy, he is 2 today.
Ah.
And they are a John Deere family.
And I want to do a shout out too. I want to do a shout out to the 121
yes.
people who contributed in support
yes.
of agricultural programming last week, bringing in more than $25,000.
Ooh, that takes applause. Gotta stop for a second. Applause. Thank you all. And okay. Oh, whoops. Only need one. Here we go. Got a winner, Dave. Gary and Dixie Jackson of Urbana wins the John Deere. Congratulations.
All right. So we'll be in contact with both of those folks real soon. And it was a lot of fun, and we hope to do it again soon.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, let's get to the markets and see how they are trading this morning. Hard red winter December wheat is trading at 5.91 1/4, down 10 3/4. Soft December is 5.27 1/2, down 8 1/2. Novi beans are 10.27 1/2, now 1/4 up 3. July is 10.47 1/4, down 1. December corn, 3.72 1/4, down 1 3/4. Go out to July at $4 1/4, down 2 1/4. December soybean meal, 3.86.60, up 6.60. December soybean oil, 34.22, down 9 cents. October live cattle, 170.65, up 15. November feeders, 234.97 1/2, up 75. December lean hogs, 87.40, up 20. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike. Read a couple of news stories while we try to hook up with Mike this morning. AAA today says that the average price of gasoline has fallen 33 cents in October, landing today at $3 a gallon. And AAA goes on to say that gasoline will soon dip under $3 for the first time in 4 years. AAA says the U.S. is on track for the lowest annual average gas price since 2010, and it predicts that to the 2015 average is expected to be lower even still. CME Group says its earnings rose 23% as trading picked up in the third quarter. The company says that it posted a 12% increase in trading volume and earnings of $290 million or 86 cents a share. On the phone, Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, earlier today, the market was actually quite a bit lower. In fact, soybeans have turned into the green. And I just got to flat out say to you, these are key hook reversals higher for the month. What does it portend for November?
Well, I don't think you have an answer to that, but I think the market's more balanced. I think that's where the supply and the demand are being looked at equally now, Dave, instead of it just all being supply. And maybe that's stating the obvious, but that also comes back around to we have a key element now in place that we didn't have in place before, and that is the market is trading more of a friendly demand bias. And that's where the meal market has been such a leader here this week, because the export market for beans indeed did step in front of the crusher. And I think that's, you know, been shown pretty clearly at this stage of the game. Doesn't mean, though, that this thing can go on forever. And I was just looking at the cash meal basis. We're still unquoted on the rail lines, but we have trucks at processors in Indiana and Illinois running anywhere from $45 to $60 a ton over the December meal futures. You're running at a top end of $435 a ton. So when you have unquoted rail and $435 a ton for trucks, it does say the rail cars are indeed a real issue. And so I think we're at a point now where we are rationing some export demand. And with this $435 a ton truck meal, we're probably starting to ration a little bit of hog demand and chicken demand if those prices continue for another week to 2 weeks. So I think, again, we're more balanced, but I'm not a buyer of this market at this stage, even though that hook reversal's come in place.
So is the potential there for, as you say, maybe in the next week or so, a little bit more out of the futures, and then we turn sideways and maybe have potentially what would be an inside month for November?
I think part of the month of November is going to have to be that way from just a standpoint of the election coming up in 1 week and that influencing the overall markets. The equity market's taking off today because of the Bank of Japan news, mm-hmm. the USDA report coming out in about a week, and then obviously the biggest factor when it comes to the soybeans and corn, in my opinion, other than the currencies, is whether we stick with El Nino in the southern hemisphere and whether northern Brazil remains drier than normal. This and the cash meal market is what's keeping us more, I think, in a trading range market, and where the downside is underpinned. We tested 375 in Dece meal today. We caught there, I think, because of the cash meal market and because of the Brazilian weather. It just hasn't been as wet as forecasted in Mato Grosso. Now, if you would take 372, 373 out in the Dece meal, then I think you'd uncover some sell stops and you'd start to see some more unwinding of longs. But for right now, I think it's more of a trading range market. Whether that lasts the whole month of November or the first half of November, there's a lot of information we got to chew through, so I'm not smart enough to go down that path.
A remark about corn before we let you go.
Well, I think the big thing about corn is that it's probably going to feel more pressure off the dollar because the wheat's feeling the most pressure off the dollar surging higher and the yen hitting its lowest level since 2007. So corn also is probably in a little bit of a trap here. It's got good export demand, good domestic demand, but we're starting to feel a little bit more pressure in the outside markets. And here again, I can't be as much a buyer with the dollar shooting sharply higher here.
Are you in the mind camp that they're the fundamentals in place with the dollar to break above 86, which is what I guess where we were the last time we were about?
If you would have asked me that, yeah, great question. Probably the best question I've been asked today. If you would have asked me that 12 hours ago, I would have said no, but with the Bank of Japan starting quantitative easing, I think we get ready for currency wars in Asia while the U.S. dollar gets bought because the Fed continues on more of an interest rate hike, and that underpins bond yields, which then underpins the dollar. So I think the world has shifted underneath the currency's feet here in the last 12 to 24 hours, Dave.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You betcha.
Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. December corn, 371 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. July, 399 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. November soybeans, 1029 and a quarter, up 5. And go out to July at 1049, up 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.